The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The major K-Squad has been activated this morning for a fatal shooting in Fairview Heights, Illinois. An 18-year-old man was found shot to death in his garage last night on Lakeland Hills Drive. Neighbors say they heard gunshots and then found the victim and called 911. If you have any information on this crime, you're asked to call Fairview Heights Police. The city's top leaders have also approved bonds to expand America's Center in downtown St. Louis. Our partners at the Post-Dispatch report the Board of Estimate and Apportionment finally has approved the city's share of the bonds. The city and county will each pay $6 million a year from hotel taxes to fund the convention center for the next 40 years. Aldermen approved the idea more than a year ago. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, temperatures will be settling into the 20s for several hours before starting a slow rebound this afternoon. The clouds will break up and sunshine will return this afternoon, but it will be cold, with temperatures only recovering into the low to mid-30s. Friday starts out very cold out the door, but warms up nicely under sunny skies. Look for high temperatures Friday to reach the lower 40s. Saturday continues to look stellar for the Mardi Gras parade. Mostly sunny, a little breezy, and temperatures warming up to or just above 50 degrees.